Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Let's do a quick walk. Now, if you've not gotten the devotional, please go and get it. Go and get it. There are so many things to share this week. I started sharing already. You might need to go back to the things I shared from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, down to this Sunday morning. And you also want to build on the things thereafter from, you know, Tuesday. Yes, tomorrow in the devotional I shared about seated in glory, you know, that he will come back again. Amen. Then the next day, Tuesday, I started sharing things about our destiny and our purpose. I want you to please get the devotional. I shared powerful things. 21st century present. It presents numerous opportunities, the skills and the things you need to develop. So our devotional is both spiritual life and life management. Please get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. It's very important that you do that. Everything we share in this kingdom, everything we say, everything we declare, they are founded on truth. Everything we share, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, when truth is communicated to you, it is your responsibility to hold on to truth. Are we here together? Yes, it is your responsibility to hold on to truth. And the level of truth or the knowledge that you have will determine how far you will go. The quality of truth, the quality of knowledge that you have and you have found will determine how far you go. Amen. Are we here together, church? So if you have not found truth, you will not be able to experience the freedom and the liberty that Jesus offers. The Bible says that you shall know the truth. You shall do what? Know the truth. In other words, knowledge of truth is what guarantees freedom. Knowledge of truth is what guarantees liberty. Knowledge of truth is what guarantees the hope of a beautiful and a glorious life. Child of God, no matter how far you have gone, no matter how messed up, if you can discover the truth that is tied to the situation of your life, your freedom and your liberty will be established. Am I communicating? So knowledge is important. You need to know the truth. You need to discover the truth. Everything that Jesus has done for us on the cross of Calvary, one of the things he wants us to do is acknowledge. Philippians chapter 1, put it, Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. I want to start from there. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 this morning. Let's do it fast. Just put it on the screen somewhere. Philippians 1 6. He said that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ. Now do NLT, do TPT, and you probably want to do Amplified. Let's look at it. He says, I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as the understanding and experience. Can you see now? As you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. You have to understand the good things we have. Then you experience it. As you understand, your understanding will birth the experience. So if you do not understand the good things we have, the experience will be far from that person. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here, church? I want you to get this truth, because somebody is leaving this service this morning with an understanding that is able to shape your life, shape your destiny, and bring you to a new pedestal in the name of Jesus. Give another translation. Let's look at this. It says, I pray for you that the faith we share may effectively deepen your understanding of every good thing that belongs to you in Christ Jesus. So they are setting good things that belong to you, but the understanding is essential. And understanding doesn't come without knowledge. You cannot understand what you do not know. Amplified version, put it there. Amplified version. I like this. Amplified version, can you help me? Just put it so that we can see it. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective and powerful because of your accurate knowledge. Accurate knowledge. The word knowledge there is epignosis, experiential knowledge. The knowledge that you have because of intimacy with a person. The knowledge that you have because you have come to know him. That's why Paul said that I may know him. I want to have an experiential knowledge. Now look at the Paul saying that he wants to know Jesus. He already knows a lot about Jesus. He has had revelations about Jesus. He had had encounters where he was caught up to the third heaven. But Paul knew in his life that for a man's life to be progressive, he must continue the journey of knowing Jesus better. So he said that I may know him. Knowledge. How much do you know? How much desire do you have to know? Many people in today's world, they just get born again. You know, somebody prays for them, Lord Jesus, accept you into my heart as my Savior. Pash. And they just say, oh, I'm okay. Then they show up in church once in a while. Listen, you cannot live the victorious life by showing up once in a while. You don't read your Bible. You don't have special time, you know, dedicated to studying the Word of God. If you don't have that, the fate of unbelievers here on earth will be your fate. So the things that they go through, the challenges, the depression, the trauma, emotional stress, and all kinds will just be there around you because you do not know, acknowledge the truth that exists in Christ Jesus. And that's why there is a call in this end time, because the Bible says that the knowledge of God shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And that's what is happening. But people must have to know these things. They that know their God shall be strong and they will do exploit. There must be a hunger and a longing in your heart to know. There must be a hunger and a longing in your heart to become better. Now, if you are into the medical profession and you do not know so much, you'll be messed up. All the diseases and everything, you're just going to be doing trial and error. You give your car to a mechanic that doesn't know so much, and today you have gear problem. Tomorrow he says it's alternator. Next tomorrow he says it is transmission system. Next tomorrow he tells you that the electrical system. Everything is always faulty because a bad workman quarrels with his tools. He's always saying something that is wrong, something that is not there. But if you give it to somebody who has knowledge, accurate knowledge, they just need to do a scan, and with that scan they can tell you that this is where the fault is, this is the code, this is the number, and as soon as you switch that thing, answer has come. You know why? Because accurate knowledge brings deliverance. Accurate knowledge brings change. When you see people running helter skelter, they go to this prayer mountain today, tomorrow they are on the second valley mountain, tomorrow they are in this water village, they are on this river that flows into the depths of your destiny. Everywhere. Why? They are lazy. Believers must not be lazy. It says study to show yourself approved unto God. Study, then you will show yourself approved unto who? God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed. What will he be doing? He said rightly dividing. So listen, this Christianity, in these last days, people will complain about the fact that they are not enjoying the faith. Things are becoming this. It's not a scam. Let them go back to the root and tell them the truth. When people give their lives to Christ or accept Christ, the first thing is discipleship. Stay on the word of God. Stay on the knowledge of the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Jesus has done so much. But because many people do not know the things that Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary, they are ignorant. They are ignorant of all the glorious things that Jesus has done. They suffer the same thing that Jesus paid for. They pay people for special stone and special water and special candle just to get everything Jesus has given to them. Why are you praying for stone when the stone that the builder rejected has become the cornerstone? Why are you praying for candle when you are the city set on a hill that cannot be hid? Why are you praying for water and river when there's a river inside you that is able to change the world? And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They run everywhere. They are up and down. They are running from one place to another. They are running from one place to another. And that's the reason why Christianity now looks somehow, because people are now saying that Christians are not doing it. No, they are not. Not all Christians are like that. There are Christians that are not willing to press. I want to beg you, child of God, don't be like that. The Bible says the Berean Christians, they were more noble. Some of us don't even have Bibles. Some of us don't study the Word of God. Some of us don't know what God is saying about our lives. Nothing. You cannot remain like that. You know, one of the things you get in this church is my ability to challenge you. Are you getting what I'm saying here? It is my calling to challenge you. I am here to challenge you. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 6, he said, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times. In other words, the times that we are in now, you will not be stabilized. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. Salvation has no strength without wisdom and knowledge. Your salvation has no strength without what? Wisdom and knowledge. So you must know. Tell your neighbor you need to know. You can't be lazy about it. So look at that mechanic there. He will struggle from morning to night, try to search everything, and they will give him 2.5. That's the end. Then this one brings the accurate knowledge, and they pay consultation fee. They pay for the stuff that you bought, and everything will still work. This one that you pay 2.5 first, next week you will pay 7.5. Next week you will pay 8.5. When you calculate how much you are paying at the end of the year, all your money is finished. Why? Because somebody who does not know is dealing with it. You go to a quack doctor who doesn't know anything. One lady was said to have died the other time. Somebody gave, you know, she happens to be a nurse, and she got seriously ill, and she went to visit a doctor that started giving her drugs that were not for her at all. It was because she had to go to another place and ask. They said, what are the drugs that you have been taking since you're not recovered? Bring it, let's see. They checked everything, and in fact, if not because they are broke, the family doesn't even have what it takes to push, they probably would have sued that guy, seriously. Because everything he was giving to this woman kept killing her. She died eventually. Many people's death is as a result of the ignorant people they met. Many people's death is as a result of ignorant people they met. Don't let somebody meet you as a Christian and you cannot give them light. Give them revelation. Give them light. The Bible says when anybody asks you about your hope and your faith in Christ Jesus, you have an answer to give. I want to beg us Christians, the way you push in your career, you push in your profession. How many of you have been to a place where you want to buy something in a store and there is somebody who is supposed to be like a tour guide or something, whoever is supposed to take you around the store, and you ask for this product and the person is already giving you an answer. Oh, this particular product was made in 1925. It actually has something inside the product. The product does this, the product does that, the product does that. It can help you. Wow. Then you pick another product. Oh, yes, this particular one, it actually came from China. A special leaf is used inside of it. It's called calamine leaf, and the leaf is used for special product. Then you pick another one. Even if you didn't want to buy before, you will buy. Product knowledge, you will buy. The reason many people are not coming to Christ is that many Christians don't have product knowledge. Jesus is our product. How much do you know about your product? You don't have product knowledge. And if you don't have product knowledge, the person can be dying of something that is on the shelf, that they has on the shelf, and will still die because it's on the shelf, but you don't know. That's why I say you need to know the truth. Am I communicating somebody here? I want to put a hunger in somebody because the life that God has called us to, this glorious life, is beautiful. But you have to know. You have to be willing to invest in what? Knowledge. Glory to God. Is somebody willing to invest in knowledge? The first thing that you need to know, the possibility that exists in this life. People will say, you know, it's your, man, no, if you do this, man, no, if you do that. Forget that thing that they are saying. They are people who do not want to know God. They are not willing to serve God. It is the knowledge of Jesus that keeps you away from all manner of rubbish. How many years of this life? Apart from the 10 years of having been married to my wife, many other years of my life, over 40, going to 40 years of my life that I have been with God and I've been serving, and I've not had a need to look for something somewhere that is lost, that's missing. Since I gave my life to Christ, I've been following Jesus. If you like, be naked. It's not my business. I'm him nature. I know what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is not there. What I'm looking for is in Christ. It's not in her. It's in him. For in him I live, I move, I have my being. You see, the body is not easy. You have to be holding your body carefully. What body are you holding? Engraft your self-control to hold yourself from inside. Nobody learns this thing from the moon. Nobody has a special grace to be righteous. It is the word of God that changed everybody. Wake up. Wake up. And tell yourself, never again. I'm not going there again. Say this thing, no easy. It's because you are falling in love with that thing. That's why you are looking for it. But by the time you make up your mind and say, I don't have any business with that thing, it is gone for life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So the first thing that we have in Christ Jesus, we have victory over death and sin. Meaning that you should not be afraid as a believer. You are born again. You have accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Your friends are discussing and they say, if person die, no cuckoo know where we go. God will help us. If I feel succeed, say I just succeed, make him to heaven last long. You see, you don't even know who you are. Because you are still trying to make heaven when heaven is inside of you. You see, that's the difference. But somebody who knows that he has Christ Jesus will be saying, Christ in me, the hope of glory. When Christ, who is my life, shall appear, then I will appear with him. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? It is knowledge.
Did I tell you that I went to a place where they were arguing, and one person that is so-called Christian, he said, in Jamaica, Holy Spirit is in Jamaica. I say, oh, you can't fling bam like this. That's what you need. How can you, where, what church did you attend? Who trained you? Who taught you? How? That's because people are bankrupt of knowledge. That's why they misbehave. They just do everything they see anywhere. No way. Knowledge. The Bible says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The level of light that you have determines how much you can see. If the light within you is dim, you'll keep falling into the ditch. If the light is bright, you will see every ditch. And you know how to escape. Is anybody getting what I'm saying, church? I just want to challenge us. The best medical practitioners in the world, they are people who stay with current, modern, you know, everyday knowledge to know what's happening new, what's happening next. The best scientists in the world, they are the ones who ask every single day what's happening next. They have to be in touch with knowledge. The best professors in the world, some of us have been under lecturers like that. The lecturer is searching every day. He's talking new things. But there's this other one that talks things of 1847. That's all he remembers. He doesn't even remember 1990. Talk more of 2000. This manuscript that he used to teach 30 years ago is what he's using to teach. And he's still using it, and he's still using it. It is not history class. Automobile engineering, you're using the manuscript of 25 years ago. What is happening in the field now? So you finish studying automobile engineering and you're looking like somebody that is immobile. No mobility. Lack of knowledge. Am I communicating? Somebody sits somewhere and you say, I'm looking for the best designer in town. It's that woman that is looking for the latest trends, the latest designs, how to cut the best pattern. Why? She's full of knowledge. That's why people are looking for her. She thrives in her business because she has accurate knowledge. Knowledge that is on point in time. Christians must not be left behind. This is your life. You have to know what God is saying per time. You have to know the things that God has said. You have to understand the things in scripture. The Bible says they are given for our learning. Paul told them, he said, when a believer even passes on, don't sorrow like unbelievers. You know why unbelievers have to sorrow that way? The person who passed on is eternally doomed. Eternal doom is permanent separation from God. He said, but when that happens to the believer, we understand. But he said, a time will come when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. The dead in Christ will rise first. So as you are pained about the death of a loved one, you sit at home. Then the Holy Spirit reminds you that on the resurrection morning, you will see him and see her again. Then you start smiling. They are wondering, why is she smiling? There is joy in the midst of chaos. Are you getting what I'm saying here? There is peace in the midst of all the storm. Because you know that Jesus has said it. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It's that knowledge. It is that knowledge that gives you the edge. Man of God, is that all? You know, sometimes I've had to minister to people and pray with them. And I spoke by faith. And I know that what I have said, I believe it with all my own life. And the person say, is that all? Sir, will you not give me any psalm to read in the water so that I can drink again? Will you not give me anything to put on the handkerchief so that I will go again? I said, everything that I shall be put on the handkerchief and on the water, I have put it on you. You are the water, you are the handkerchief. Go like this. Why bring an handkerchief when you came with your clothes on? Why not use your clothes when you get home and touch that thing? It's just sense. Are you getting what I'm saying? Believers must come alive to the place where they have knowledge. They must come to the place where they stand out. You stand tall because that is the desire of God concerning you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Everything that has been keeping you away from the knowledge of the word of God, I declare your hunger begins to come alive. Your desire begins to come alive in this season of your life. You are pressing into deeper dimensions of knowledge and truth in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. Number two, the believer has supernatural wisdom and guidance. If you do not know it, that's why you're going to somebody. Look at you, just look at. Since I started my life, I've never had to go look for anybody. I say, oh, Baba, help me see something. Yeah, help me see something. Prophet, what can you see? What can you not see? Why? Because I know that the Spirit of God lives inside of me. I know that if I need to search out anything, the Holy Ghost is the Google map that is inside of me. The Bible says the Spirit searches all things. Yay! The deep things of God. And that Spirit is inside of me. In other words, as I am a mobile search engine. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hey. This thing is too, is it too far for us? Maybe we should rise up and close. You don't need this truth. Say, see, your stomach. He said, I just stumbled on it online. And I said, listen, online robot is commanding you. If you don't click now, the next 5 days of your life will be hard. Click to check the details of your life. If you have a long toe and a short finger, this is your destiny. If you have a mark on your head and on your nose, madness everywhere. Ndiala. Just a luscious living. Have I not said it that ye are gods? And all of you are the sons of the Most High God. He said, but because they have chosen that they will not know anything, he said, they will die like men. A mortal like you now sits down and determines the direction of your life. God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. There is nothing that is wrong with the office of the prophetic. No, but you cannot permanently rely on somebody. So if you are in your house at night, you don't know what to do. He said, I don't even know. Everything about my life is so dark. It's so confused. You know why? You are far from light. The closer you are to light, the clearer it becomes. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Jesus has come so that you will know light, know life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. The believer operates supernatural wisdom. Somebody say supernatural wisdom. He said, Christ has been made unto me what? Wisdom. Let me show you. Are you being blessed already? You know, there are some messages that are for people who just want to shout, go home, and continue where the way they are. Then there are messages for people that when it hits you, you will calm down, think, and redirect your life. Then this is the kind of message. There are different types. This one, you will calm down and think. And say, where have I been? What have I been doing? I need to wake up. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yes. John chapter 8 verse 12. Let me show you a few things. John chapter 8 verse 12. A believer say, I'm clueless. I'm clueless. Right now, I am totally confused. Never. I can never be confused. I can never be confused. You'll be confessing it. I cannot. Even though it doesn't look like it's going right, I cannot. Jesus spoke to them again saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light that guides men in life. The light of life. The light of life. The light of life. Say, I don't know what my future will look like. Everything is just looking bleak. The future ahead of me, I don't even know. For me, when I sit down, I start singing, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, my fears are gone. Because I know that he holds my future. When I finish singing the song, I am encouraged by the word of God that says, all things work together for good to them that love God, and they are called according to his purpose. I cannot know that truth and live like somebody who is bankrupt of knowledge. Never. What you know determines how you operate. You see, there's a lot of, you know, when you say the devil is terrible, he's just blocking the minds of people so that they cannot see. The Bible says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes, that the light of the glorious gospel cannot penetrate. Nobody should take you back to the things. That's why many people are trending online now. They are taking people back to the culture of their fathers. Go and bring kola nut. Go and bring special pepper. Alligator tomato. Alligator pepper. You will soon become a herbalist if care is not taken. Because in your room, we'll just start saying, leave. Jesus brought us out of something. They want to take us back there. In Galatians, he said, no, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Do not be entangled by any yoke of bondage. No child of God, no person that is talking about Jesus should introduce you to any strange thing and say, there must be a little bit of a blood here. Bring it here. Go and drop it on the three-road junction. Jesus did not die on the three-road junction. He died on the mountain so that all the junctions of the earth have been covered. Are you getting what I'm saying? The highest point, the peak, was where Jesus died. He had to carry the cross, and they made him stay at the peak where it was totally round So no junction. I don't need any road junction. Some people, they know all the junctions in Lagos. That's what they told them. There's a 4-road junction. There's a 6-road junction. There's a Badagry, 8-road junction. If you go to Ikorodu, it's a 72-road junction. All the junctions. Yet their life has no direction. Why? Because they are chasing after shadows. Don't chase after shadows. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? I want you to wake up so that you can stand your ground. As a mother, you are directing the destiny of your children. You are praying for them. Your child is speaking and you are sensing things. Your child is saying things and you are connecting with that depth. You are not saying, somebody wants to get married. It's the mother that is still trying to drag the child back to what did not work for her. Ask her, did it work for you? And some people are very, very confused. Your mother that is taking you somewhere, look at her life. Nothing worked for her. Why is she taking you? The blind leading the blind. Both of them fall into a ditch. You are supposed to bring her out of darkness into what? Light. All tables in order? Good. I'll say this last one and I'll close this service. Are you ready for this last one? Part of what we have in Christ Jesus, the believer must understand that you have overflowing love, joy, and peace. Write it down. Overflowing love, joy, and peace. John chapter 15, verse 11. And I'll close here. John 15. I want you to know what you have. There are so many things. Tomorrow I'll share a little bit again before, you know, because it's a worship experience. So I'll just share a little bit and we'll be done. These things have I spoken to you that you might remain in, that my joy might remain where? My joy might remain where? And that your joy might be what? I have spoken to you that my joy will remain in you and that your joy will be what? Full. So I am a believer. I do not lack joy. I have joy. Situations can turn around. Things can look like they are messed up. It doesn't mean that I don't have joy. In the midst of chaos, can you help me with that song? It's just bringing through my head again. Na 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 na. I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. Faithful through every season. Ayakabalashka. So why would he feel now? He won. Of the song, everybody, let's do this song together. I see it's my foundation. Everybody, look at it together now.
The rock on which I stand when everything around me is shaking. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus.
Hey,
because he's never let me down. Faithful through generations.
So why would he now fail?
So why would he fail now?
Hey,
he won.
Yet married, but the devil is already showing you a pattern in your family that your marriage will not work. Why? Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. How old are you? The devil is already telling you. Can't you see how your great grandmother died? Your mother the same way. Your auntie the same way. That is your faith. And you refuse to tell the devil that I am not of them that is drawn to perdition. Because I have been saved by the blood of Jesus. Because Christ in me, the hope of glory. You must wake up and know these things. If you don't know them, the person is finished. Jesus said, happy are ye if you know these things. I'm not going the way of my ancestors. The ones that did not know Jesus, I'm not going their way. Never. Because I have found a new way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If I'm following him, my life is secured in him. Is anybody getting what I am saying? So he won't fail. He won't fail.
He won't.
Rise up on your feet, church, right now.
He would.
Oh,
he would fail. He would fail. He would.
Listen, listen. The believer must have joy. Sometimes you are in tears about what you're going through, but you know that I'm not going through the same thing the same way everybody is going through it. Jesus is in my boat. Jesus is in my boat. This one will not sink. Why? Because he is here. Because he is here. He said, because I'm alive, you shall live also. These are the foundation of truth that I hold on to. These are the things that I hold on to. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? Listen, 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 listen. When you go somewhere, they give somebody something and say, madam, hold on to this thing. When anything happens, this is what you must wave. And the woman will hold on to it tenaciously. The man who gave it to the woman, he can die tomorrow. When she goes back there, she will not meet the man. And how would she continue that thing? That's why our faith is not built on any man. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? They say, madam, take this stone and you put it like this. Some people, they are coming around and their parents have given them things. I remember some of our students, their parents gave them things in bottles, soap and things to bait until they met us here in school, when they came to school. And I told them, trash all those rubbish. Trash all those nonsense. Some parents fought. Some fought hard until they said that your pastor will see. Brother, we have not seen anything. Nothing. Nada. Nada. Satan has no hold on us. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then the Bible says concerning you, don't hold all those things. Hold on to the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder, the bones and the marrows. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Jesus is the living word of God, and the Bible makes it very clear that because he lives, I will live. So when I see a situation, instead of looking for something I was given by one person or trying to anticipate something they will give me, I wave the word of God. So the word of God, you know, is what you will wave in time of crisis. Times of crisis. The word of God, you will know, is what you will wave when challenges of life come. The word of God, you know, is what you will wave when situations are turned around you. If you do not know anything, how then would you survive? And that's why I want to charge believers. We have written devotional. Read it or buy. Don't buy. If you don't want to buy anything, open Bible. It's free. It's not nobody selling it. Read it. Just read it. Pico, just read it. Read it. All those who passed in your class when you were in school, they read book. Now people will not read, they fail. The same way, those that don't read this Bible, they are those that fail. How can I explain it better? More so people help my life. How can I coerce them? Refuse to live a defeated life. I remember, I can't forget, anytime an assignment is given, those who do the assignments, they pass the exam. Those who fail to do assignments, they are the ones that say, I've never seen this thing before. It don't come before. When they gave it, you did not look at it. I've never seen this. This man is very wicked. He's not wicked. It's continuation of that thing that you did not read about. They told the guy, as the boss is busy pushing, trying to show him how to do the business, the trade, the boss is dealing with serious work. The guy is pressing his phone. A guy will slap his head. Come on, face here. He will face more. He will go back to his phone. The day he's faced with the same problem, he's now standing on his own. He does not know the way out. Why? Because when he should have learned, he did not learn. See, child of God, we must stay on the word of God. I don't know why this is coming like this. Not exactly the way I preached in the first service. But God is saying to people, go back to the root of the word of God. Read it daily. When you read the word of God, you stay again. You say, Holy Spirit of the living God, open my eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart and let me see you. You are reading and you want to see him. And let me see you. As I study today, Jesus, I see you. I am lifted up. Kaleba Shaba. You will shine in the light of your glory. Hey. You pour out your power and love. And we sing, holy, holy, holy. And I sing, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Help me to see you. Everything Jesus did on the cross of Calvary is a waste if people are not willing to know it. It's a waste. So no matter how any pastor anywhere we preach and we shout, if people are not willing to go there and search, it's a waste. And that's why I want to beg us, church, let's go back to the culture of studying the word. You know why? If you go to the internet, you see rubbish, trash. People talk all manner of nonsense. I agree that there are many pastors that have made mistakes in the body of Christ, and they teach some funny things or act in some very weird manner. But you see, we can go back to the scripture and find our own roots. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? We can go back and see it by ourselves and say, Kai, okay, instead of arguing and fighting the pastor that said what and did not say what, stay on the truth and follow the word of God. Find a family like this and bond in the truth. Bond in the truth, because don't go and stay on your own in isolation. You can't know much by yourself. Christianity was not made to be practiced in isolation. Satan will sell a lie to you. The way you judge truth is when you come to the community of believers. Am I talking sense to somebody here? You're going to pray today and say, Jesus, open my eyes. Give me the hunger and the desire to read this Bible. I want to read. I want to know you. Even if I don't understand, at least I'll start reading. When we read our textbooks, we didn't understand some things. We read it again. Because we knew that there will be exam. We read it again. Exams come every day of our lives. Your marriage will be an exam, a test. Your business will be a test. Your integrity will be tested. Your career will be, many things will be tested. It is the word of God. That is the script that God has given to read. Can you pray and say, God, help me, the hunger and the desire. I have to go back to the word. I have to go back to the word. I don't know why I'm teaching this morning, but I feel in my heart that God is communicating to somebody. God is communicating with somebody. He wants you to go back to the word of God. Go back to the word of God. Go back to the word of God. Can you pray and say, God, hunger. Hunger for thy word. Hunger for your word. Hunger for your word. Hunger for your word. In this season where Jesus died and was buried and raised to life again. Hunger. I want to know the things that you have done very well, and build my life on these things. I build my life on the truth of the word of God. I'm not building my life on what any man said. I'm not building my life on what I feel like. I build my life on the truth of the word of God. In Jesus' name, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. One prayer point and I close the service. Everything that needs to come to life, potentials. Some of us, you have missed opportunities. The opportunities seem like they are dead, that they cannot come again. If Jesus was not kept in the grave, my opportunities will come back. Are you getting what I'm saying? They say opportunity lost can never be regained. It's not in the Bible. It is the wisdom of some kind of elders. There's little wisdom in it. That means be able to grab opportunity. But you see, for whatever reason, you might not even be aware that it's an opportunity and you missed it. It doesn't mean you cannot get it again. Jesus gives a second chance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? My potentials, my abilities, my skills. If there is anything that I ought to have now that I have missed as a result of my personal carelessness, I want you to pray and say, by the resurrection power of Jesus, everything that belongs to me, come back to me. If I have missed opportunity in my marital destiny, in my career, in my finances, in my businesses, every opportunity, are you ready to pray right now? Lift up your voice and begin to declare, by the resurrection power of Jesus, I live a life of peace again. I live a life of joy again. Everything that I have lost, that makes it, that seems to make my life sad and miserable, I cannot live a miserable life. It doesn't matter how bad I lost. Eternal life is what I have found. I have found Jesus. I have found hope. I know that when I close my eyes, when I'm of my full old age, I will see Jesus. I know when I'm done with my assignment, I will see Jesus. Opportunities that are lost, that people have lost their opportunities, lost their peace, lost their joy, lost their marriages, lost their businesses, lost their career, lost something that is important to you, your health. I recover all. I recover all. I recover all by the resurrection power of Jesus. 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 Imoledeo okuku barada. Imoledeo okuku barada. Imoledeo okuku shida. Light has come. Light has come. Light has come. morning, church, by the resurrection power of Jesus, he said, because I live, you shall live also. I stand upon this exalted altar and I speak in the name that is above every other name, the name that devils hear and they bow, the name of the one who went to grave and mesmerized Satan, made an open show of him. I declare everything that the devil has stolen from you, the assurance of your salvation, your peace, your joy, your hope, I declare this morning, be restored in the name of Jesus. I say, be restored in the name of Jesus. Opportunities, your health, families, marriages, businesses, careers that the devil has decided to make a mess of as a result of our ignorance. Now we know that in Christ Jesus, he has given us abundant life, eternal life that gives us the ability to conquer things here on earth and live a glorious life. By that life, I declare everything that is yours by the Spirit of God be made manifest in the name of Jesus. No one will live in defeat. You will not live in fear anymore. I pray that the passion, the hunger, the desire to press for the knowledge of truth in the Word of God, that will make you a rising star, a shining light, a burning light. Things that you can hold on to and pass to your generation. Things that you can hold on to as a legacy, apart from the buildings and the houses and the car and the wealth that you will pass to your generation. You will pass to them the generation of the Word of God. You pass to them the generation of life. You pass to them the legacy of eternal life. In the name of Jesus. No one here will be bankrupt of truth. The hunger to press for truth rests upon you. In Jesus' name. Can you lift up your voice and begin to thank God this morning? Give him thanks. Don't sit yet. Just let me hear you give God thanks this morning for everything that he has really said. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for helping me acknowledge that I have this eternal life. I have this glorious life. Now go ahead and give God thanks. While you're doing that, if you are in church and you have not accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and your personal Savior, I'm going to pray with you right now. You want to raise your hand quietly where you are and say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to accept Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Do it very fast. Just raise your hand fast. Say these words after me. Raise it fast. Can you say, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I receive forgiveness of sin and eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am born again. I am saved and I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Put your hands together, celebrate Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.